Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly Radio Show. It's time for your garden questions, our garden answers. You've got a question, you can send it on over. GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com. Or give us a call now or anytime, 24/7, 365, at toll-free, coast-to-coast, 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-7469. And if we can't get you on the program here, we will leave a message, and we will call you back. We had a couple of phone calls come in this week. We're going to go over to Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and our listener listening to us on WOGO 680 AM and FM 103.1.
Hi, my name is Krista, and I live in Chippewa Falls. Last year in our garden, we noticed with our potatoes, they actually had hollow areas in the middle of the potato, and I'm wondering what we did wrong.
Okay, Holly, can we help her with that?
Absolutely. So, I forget what it was called.
Hollow heart. Yeah.
Yeah, so what happens is that when your potatoes are growing, then they don't have enough water, whether they're, you know, it's whether through you or irrigation or whatever, or rain, then the tuber grows without the middle, basically. It grows like the outside portion of the potato, and then the tuber doesn't grow the middle. And then once it has water, it does grow. Once it has more access to water, mm-hmm. it does grow more on the inside, but it doesn't always fill in the center.
And that center is sometimes, or most times, kind of a brownish, blackish, almost to the, you would think, you know, it's kind of like the similarities to blossom end rot on tomatoes. It doesn't get enough of something, so it can't form the what it needs to do in order to form. That's what's happening. The potato is edible. You can just remove that portion from the center of the potato. And I have also seen this in some store-bought potatoes, too, some russets that are have the hollow heart in them as well. So let's go to the next question here. Listening to us, I believe, on WMBS 590 AM and FM 101.1 out of the Pittsburgh Uniontown area.
Yes, my name is Philip, and I'm getting ready to plant my tomato and pepper seeds. Someone told me I need to soak them in warm water for 12 to 15 hours. I've never done that. I've raised my seeds every year. Will this be helpful?
Okay, so what happens is you can soak your seeds, but you don't have to. Most people don't soak those pepper and tomato seeds. It's not necessary. Larger seeds like okra that have like a tougher seed coat.
You can even do like pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, so, like squash.
Large stuff, yeah.
Things like that. You can soak those, but peppers and tomato seeds are still fairly small. It's not going to hurt. If you did soak them, it's not going to hurt them, but it's not something, it's like an extra step that is really not necessary.
Right. So, if you want to be like them, you can certainly do that at 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469. Let's knock out some more questions here, see what we can get through to the top of the hour, Holly. How can you control weeds in your garden? I have had so many last year.
You know, this is a never-ending battle, unfortunately. One thing, I know we always recommend mulch, but that will help suppress weeds. Is it going to suppress them all? No.
Like maybe an extra 80 hours a week, you know, instead of 24 hours a day, make it about 34.
Oh, yeah.
It's a joke.
I get it now.
Swing and a miss again. Okay.
Maybe you should just stop with the jokes.
Yeah. But time is the enemy here. And also it depends on how large your garden is. And how frequently you can get out there to control or remove what weeds are coming up. Whether it's ground or raised bed, you can have weeds in both situations. There is the option of a weed fabric or a weed barrier that is not necessarily natural. It's a synthetic material that helps suppress the weeds. You would put it on top of your irrigation system, and you could put mulch on top of that to reflect some of the sunlight, because it's going to be black, it's going to absorb some of a lot of the heat. That's one option to slow down your weed issue. You don't want to do chemicals. There are natural weed killers. Nat Green Products has a natural weed killer that you can use, that can be sprayed, non-selective broadleaf spray. So, I mean, there's some options there, but just really getting on top of it and removing the weeds as you see them come up is probably the best way to go about doing that. All right. Are domes over my seedlings necessary?
Yes and no. So domes are, you can use them on seeds to the seeds to help kind of keep in the warmth to germinate. Is it necessary? No.
We haven't done it for years.
I was going to say, I'm just thinking, like, I'm trying to remember the last time that we did that, and it's been a long time.
The other issue in which the dome will accelerate is mold and fungi growing. You'll get like a mold on your plant or your soil because it can't dry out. It becomes a bog. It becomes a tropical environment almost to the point where it's too much humidity. Now, when the seeds are germinating and are popping through the soil, you want to remove that dome. You don't want to keep it on it. One of the key elements of that dome is to hold moisture in and keep the soil from drying out as rapidly as it may, as it would if you didn't have any barrier over top of those seedlings. That's kind of the point of that dome. So we wouldn't recommend it. It can cause a lot more problems than benefits, in our opinion. And that's what we got. Will big potatoes grow big potatoes, Holly? I have one sprouting potato in the kitchen that we bought from the grocery store, which you can plant. That we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. And it's the size of a small football. I told my wife not to cook it because we're going to plant that sucker.
So, I feel like this is a conversation you and I would have.
Uh-huh.
You'd be like, just don't touch this. And I'd be like, you'll be like, what is this? And I'd be like, that's my emotional support potato that we're going to plant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, everything is an emotional support, yeah. Something yeah. to me. Yeah. By the way. So anyway, yeah, the size of the potato does not affect the size of the tubers. So basically, the potato will grow to what its capability is. So if you have rich, nutrient-dense, well-fertilized, well-watered soil, that potato could grow as big as the potato that you have. Is it likely? Probably not, but it could grow to a nice size. If you don't have very nutrient-dense soil, if you don't have proper watering, if you don't give it proper space, it might not grow very well at all.
It's going to sit there and rot. Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you are providing the best environment for it to grow to the best of its ability.
Many people choose to cut their large potato into seed potatoes into pieces. The advantage of doing this is your seed will go further and likely produce a higher yield. If you do choose to cut your potato, you want to do them no smaller, at least 2 eyes per chunk, and no chunk smaller than a medium-sized chicken egg. Is there a way to warm the soil up faster so I can plant sooner? Don't do that.
I mean, there might be a way, like, I don't know, blowtorch or something. Well, but
a high tunnel, low high tunnel, yeah. Yeah. Cold frame.
Yeah. No, but the soil itself, yeah. I don't, you know, the high tunnel will kind of keep some warmth. But you don't want to rush the process for a number of reasons. One, even if right now you warm the area, say it's 40 degrees where you are, you warm the area to 60 degrees. If it drops to like 20 degrees, which is likely to happen, you're not ahead. You think you're ahead, but then it could be a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't look at that long-range forecast, and if you've never planted your fill-in-the-blank plants this early before in your gardening career, that doesn't mean this is the year you can do it because we've had unusually warm or unusually warmer time periods when there should have been or in past years have been feats of snow on the ground. So keep that in mind. So with that being said, Holly, what did you learn today?
You go first.
I learned that you had no clue what irrigation was when we started to put
it. It doesn't count.
It does, too. I learned that. That is a form of learning.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I didn't know you didn't know what irrigation, the concept of irrigation
I
was.
Mean, I don't. Yeah, I guess I didn't. Like, I knew what soaker hose is, but I thought that those were for, like, people's yards versus their gardens.
Garden, okay.
Yeah. I learned that I knew that after figuring out we were going to have Jeff on the program, that there is a master beekeeper, But I learned more about what it takes to become a master beekeeper, mm-hmm. which is, to me, is always interesting. You know, whatever the qualification is for that person, I think it's interesting.
What we learned today is brought to you by Honey Bee Healthy.
Whether you're a gardener, bee hobbyist, or a professional beekeeper, Honey Bee Healthy Inc. has a product to help you maintain a healthy hive and thriving garden. For more information on how to use Honey Bee Healthy in your garden, visit honeybeehealthy.com.